what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Reaching into the rock and roll files, are we? I'm Dave Ramsey, your host, 51 and a half minutes after the hour. An Arabian proverb says, if you have much, give of your wealth. If you have little, give of your heart. That's a good idea. You know, one of the best things you can do if you're broke, if you're really broke and you're having a pity party, maybe you've been sitting around singing the old hee-haw song, you remember that one? Gloom, despair, and agony, having a, but life is bad, a pity party. You know, if you have one of those, I've had them. I think whining is a little known form of prayer sometimes. You know, I've been there. I know how it feels. It's a scary time. Really good thing to do is just go serve soup at the shelter. Head down to the homeless shelter. Serve soup. That'll stop your whining. That'll put things in perspective. All right, let's see here what the AP Wire is reporting from Washington. A nonpartisan congressional panel. Right. Is there any such thing? It's like an oxymoron. A nonpartisan congressional panel found that 19 of Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore's proposed tax breaks are too vague for an official estimate, leading to Republican charges that Gore isn't living up to his call for specifics on campaign issues. The vice president has talked a lot about the need for specificity and detail, but apparently he hasn't meant it to apply to his own tax plans, said Representative Bill Archer, a Texas Republican. Well, I mean, I believe a Republican panel found that. I don't think we're going to go so far as to say nonpartisan. Please give me a break. Is Al Gore's plan vague? Yeah, duh, but you didn't have to say it was nonpartisan. It wasn't. No such thing up there. The Joint Committee on Taxation, which estimates all tax legislation on Capitol Hill for Democrats and Republicans, released documents showing that such Gore proposals as health insurance tax credit, cuts in the estate tax, and education breaks require additional specification in order to be estimated. Well, that would be true. It's vague. Okay. There's news. That's newsworthy? Give me a break. Grace is on the line in San Francisco, listening on the web at DaveRamsey.com. Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Well, actually, I just want to tell all your listeners that it is definitely possible to get out of debt. I'm going to turn 30 next month, and I swore by my 30th birthday I'd be out of debt, and I wrote out the last check today. We had over $68,000 in credit card and car note payments.
Wow.
Yeah. I married into a lot of debt, someone that is, you know, 8 years older than me but had a lot of debt, and I had student loans.
So you, like, took the better for worse part to heart.
Yeah. took the worst first, let me tell you. But okay. Used to listen to you when I lived in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and just want to tell everyone to stick with it, because in the midst of all that, my husband lost his job.
Wow.
Had some kids in between and managed to get out of debt. I mean, it's been like a 4.5 year progress here.
4.5 years and you're $68,000 paid off. You made it by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
What was the last one you paid off?
It was a credit card, and I wrote out, God, a large check. I mean, it was like $5,200.
Wow. To who?
First USA.
First, it was good to get them out of your life, wasn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Unbelievable.
Definitely. You know, I mean, had to sell some vehicles.
What's your household income?
Well, I think we're at now about $80,000 a year.
Wow.
But I also now live in a higher economy too.
Sure, yeah.
Than Nashville, so
yeah, the cost of living is incredible.
Exactly.
So you're 100% debt free by your 30th birthday, and you
100%.
called us from San Fran to let us know. Now
you. Yeah, let me tell you, all that money that I figured it out, and I was paying originally $1,400 in minimum payments.
Wow.
And that is all going for a party. Big party, let me tell you.
The big 3-0.
Exactly.
Well, let's yell, I'm debt free. Let's hear it.
I'm debt free.
There you go. I love it. 4 years. She stuck with it. What would you give up to not have $1,400 in minimum payments anymore? What would you sacrifice? What kind of price would you pay? How long would you wait? Well, I can tell you, waiting won't do it. Impacting it and killing it will do it. Playing around and goofing off won't do it. But I'll tell you what, Grace no longer has to worry about the grace period. You got to love it. It's gone. It's done. She's out of debt. $68,000 paid off listening to the show. Thank you, Grace. That's phenomenal. I'm proud of you and proud for you. Okay, let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, listening on the web as well. On DaveRamsey.com is Andrea. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you, Dave?
Better than I deserve. How can I help?
Boy, hats off to that last caller.
Amen.
Thank God for you, and I'm just so happy that you're there.
Thanks. How can I help? Right quick. I don't want to run out of time.
Okay. I'm doing very well financially. My husband and I don't have any debt except our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have two small children, and we're both contributing to 401ks.
Good.
But my question is, we have about, $1,500 a month we can do something with, and I'm trying to decide, do I save it in mutual funds? Do I put more down on my house? Do I refinance on a 15-year note?
Great question. Now, let me ask you, do you have any debt except the home at all?
No.
Okay. Do you have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months' expenses?
Yes.
Okay. And you're putting money in your 401k. Are you saving for your kids' college?
No, we're just doing the 401. Well, okay. We're doing $500 a month in Schwab money market, but
okay,
we haven't earmarked it for anything.
We need to earmark that for something, probably kids' college, and it needs to be in something better than a money market. You need to do some of that some way, okay? But
okay.
That $1,500 then is free money to go after that mortgage with, and I absolutely would pay that mortgage off as fast as I could, and as soon as it's paid off, you don't need to refinance to do it. You can just pay extra principal payments.
Okay.
Okay. As soon as it's paid off, you take your old mortgage payment plus about $1,000, and you have it automatically drafted from your checking account and thrown into mutual funds every month.
Okay.
So you keep paying a house payment, but you pay it to yourself now. You will build wealth so quickly doing that that you'll be amazed. How much house payment you got?
Well, about $262,000 on a loan. We pay $1,950 a month.
Okay. Well, you're going to almost double it then, and you'll be out of debt probably in about 10 years doing that. So you're right on track. Good job, Andrea. Hey, you got a plan. Nothing like having a plan. Wandering around without one will cause you to be broke at retirement. Ordering that cookbook, 72 Ways to Prepare Alpo, and love it. Our thanks to Brian Kirsch, our director and engineer, Blake Thompson, our producer extraordinaire, Laura Mays, the amazing one, our phone screener, the Vanna White of radio. They are the booth people, and they make this job happen. I'm Dave Ramsey, your host, and we will be back before you know it.